another point about regorafenib. In the past, you've talked about the issue of cavitation that's seen sometimes with anti-angiogenics, including regorafenib. Can you comment a little bit about your experience with that, what you think's going on, and whether you consider it a prognostic variable to consider?
Well, cavitation, we see that mainly in the lungs. So that means that the center of the metastasis, of the lung metastasis in patients on regorafenib, that they become black again, and that is a kind of a hole. We saw that in the past also in early lines, a little bit with bevacizumab, but to a much lesser extent. So other angiogenesis inhibitors give that also, so it's a class effect, but to a much lesser extent with bevacizumab or other angiogenesis inhibitors. We see that with regorafenib. It's, of course, an interesting finding, but it doesn't help us in our clinical practice. If you see this cavitation, it's not something that you see at the moment you start. It would be a predictive marker that could help you to decide, I will start my patient with TAS-102 or with regorafenib. That would be relevant. But in these patients, if you see after 2 or 4 months or whenever cavitation, yeah, we will say that's nice to see. We have to know that it exists so that we don't do a misinterpretation that the metastasis, if they seem a bit larger, but centrally then cavitated, the message is that we can go on in these patients. That are the patients that are benefiting. That's also a phenomenon you see sometimes in the liver with angiogenesis inhibitors, a bit more necrosis in the metastasis. If you see that, you see that also in hepatocellular carcinoma with sorafenib. That's why some people have been working on new criteria on top of the RECIST criteria with angiogenesis inhibitors. The so-called CHOI criteria is one example of published criteria in hepatocellular carcinoma.
Have you seen any complications of these cavitations, bleeding, infection?
I haven't seen any complications of these cavitations, and we've been looking at that in detail. There are a couple of papers published of the correct study with regorafenib, and then also in Leuven, we've been looking at that for the masterwork of one of my fellows. A large number of patients that we published also in Clinical Colorectal Cancer, no complications of this cavitation. It doesn't give MOPTOE or other complications.